three, two, one. Hello, everybody. Welcome to JL196. And we are live here on Friday, the 8th of May. And it is 8:17 a.m. And we're here to talk about the election, aren't we? And I am Lucy, and I'm joined today by expert panelist Owen. And Owen's an expert on all of the UK political scene.
Yes, I've been analysing all the results and what has been released so far regarding the elections.
Okay, excellent. So we'll be going to you in a minute for some breakdown and analysis.
So I will be talking about polls that were taken a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
And I'll talk about results of today.
So we actually have some lovely stuff to talk about on the bus. And I screenshotted a ton of results, so we got some fun stuff to talk about. So right now, as it stands, when I was on the bus and had Wi-Fi, 603 of the 650 seats have been declared, not including several very important seats, including the seat in which, for which Al Murray, pub landlord, was running against Nigel Farage, and I'm very interested in how that will turn out. But this is currently how it stands in terms of vote share. The Conservative Party have 36.4%, Labour have 30.6%, UKIP have 12.4%, the Liberal Democrats have 7.9%, the SNP have 5.1%, and the Green Party have 3.7%. There are some fascinating vote share changes since 2010. So UKIP have gone up 9.4%, SNP have gone up 3.3%, the Greens have gone up 2.8%, Labour have gone up 1.4%, the Conservatives have gone up 0.7%, and the Liberal Democrats have gone down 15.1%. Yes, Owen. Is this election related?
It can be.
Okay.
First off, what did you get for question four in the French? And second off, this just in, David Cameron uploads photo to Facebook of him with dead badgers.
No! What a horrible person. Okay, like, the dead badgers is something I care very much about, but I would be...
He's already going to kill all the badgers.
He is, yeah.
He might want to reduce their population.
No, he says we're culling all the badgers, and the Greens and Labour wanted to stop him, and now they can't. And he also wants to re-legalize fox hunting, which is the worst thing in human history, apart from bullfighting and fox hunting are the two things.
No, I think fox hunting's okay.
No. I'll punch you in the face if you say that again.
I think fox hunting's okay.
If I had my selfie stick with me now...
What would you do?
But, like, no, fox hunting's the worst thing imaginable. It's just all these fucking rich, entitled scumbags who have been benefiting from abusing slaves for 400 years and colonizing, going out and killing foxes, abusing dogs and horses.
My uncle, he lives on a pretty big strip of land, and he had chickens, but the chickens were killed by fox. So...
But fox hunting isn't a convenience thing for farming. It's a sport for aristocrats. Whatever. It's not the farmers who are going shooting the foxes. It's aristocrats who are riding out with their horses and their silly hats.
Question four.
Okay.
Carl Aymeron Travail Dons Le Pay is francophone. When does he say that?
He says, I want to work in France because it's a French-speaking country.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so, back to the election. So, for more fun statistics, so as we said, this data will be irrelevant by the time this episode is released. It's probably irrelevant now, but it was relevant 10 minutes ago.
Not even.
So, here we go. Time for seat breakdown. I'm going to play a jingle now. I'm going to play a lot of jingles in this episode. Seat breakdown. So, currently the Conservatives have 200... This is accurate, yes? I believe this is accurate. So the Conservatives have 290... Wait, what? I'm not sure this is accurate. Yes, it is. Okay, Conservatives have 297 seats. Labour have 219 seats. The Scottish National Party have 56 seats. The Liberal Democrats have 8 seats. The Democratic Unionist Party have 8. Sinn Féin have 4. Plaid Cymru... can you say that, Owen? Plaid... It's Welsh. Do your best, Phil Brindlow voice.
I don't even know what he sounds like. He's not a real person.
Brindelo Plaid Cymru.
Plaid.
No, it's Welsh. You have to do a Welsh accent. Plaid Cymru.
Plaid Cymru.
No, it's Plaid Cymru. Don't touch that with your pen. It's Plaid Cymru. Have 3 seats. The Social Democratic and Labour Party have 3. I'm assuming that these are like specific Welsh and Northern Irish parties. The Ulster Unionist Party have 2 seats. UKIP have 1 seat, but they're expected to get another one at least. But it is astonishing to me that UKIP have less seats in the UK than Sinn Féin or the fucking Democratic Unionist Party.
Oh no.
Okay, the Green... Well, it's great. UKIP are...
Oh, I was talking about the history stuff yesterday. it's really hard to find the information you want. Like, I was looking for the after. I said, okay, I'll do the paragraphs first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I started doing paragraphs on Aftermath, and I got a good first four lines, and the rest, I couldn't find anything on.
Okay. Election. Green Party have one seat. The Alliance Party have zero seats. Tusk have zero seats. Don't ask me who Tusk are. They have zero seats. National Health Action have zero seats. Traditional Unionist Voice have zero seats. Yorkshire First have zero seats. Respect Party. Would you vote for Respect Party, Owen?
Yeah.
They have zero seats. Then this is my favorite party. Look at the name of this party.
Cannabis is safer than alcohol. How do they not get any seats?
Because they're idiots. Cannabis is safer than alcohol, have zero seats. The English Democrats...
Well, actually, holy shit, that actually makes a good point.
Some of these parties are so shitty sounding. Like English Democrats...
Is that a real party?
Yeah, these are all. This is the BBC. Okay, English Democrats, zero seats. Look who comes next. Look at this one. This is my favorite one. This is the best one by far.
Monster movie party. Can I get it free to set up a party?
Yeah, you have to pay like £1,000, but yeah.
So who the hell set up a party?
The guys who set up the monster raving. No, I mean, cannabis is safer than alcohol are legitimate. Like, they have TV broadcasts and debates and stuff. Like, they're a proper party. But monster raving loony party. But look, I mean, they got 3,528 votes.
Oh.
So far, they might get a seat. Who knows? They have to get, like, a million votes to get a seat.
Isn't the voting... It's not done by proportional representation. It's, like, first...
Yeah, it's first past the post, yeah. But then, yeah. It's actually a nice photo. Well, it might be. We've taken so many photos exactly like that before.
Have we?
Today is the 1 year anniversary since I brought this phone into school and took a bunch of shitty photos of Michael and James and Keen. Johnny.
You actually get into the photo.
It's so weird to have a front-facing camera that actually takes nice photos. Mine is so, so very shit. Okay, so the Monster Raving Loony Party have zero. Socialist Labour Party, whoever the fuck they are, have zero. The Christian People's Alliance.
Why won't you go? Why won't you look good in the photo?
That's...
You're like...
I don't know what else I do in a photo. Just,
you come close to someone. You've never taken a selfie with someone.
You need to... yeah, I was like stupid. So, okay.
You have to come closer. Like...
You need to get on the Instagram.
I do reverse the camera.
You need to go on the Instagram.
Why?
Because it's great and you'd love it and you can post all these selfies and shit.
Why would I do that?
Because it's fun and it's great for narcissists. Anyway, the Christian Party have...
Well, you're on it all the time.
So the Christian People's Alliance have zero. The Christian Party have zero. The Workers Party have zero. The British National Party, thank God, have zero with 1,667 votes. I mean, the BNP used to be a really big deal. They're so evil. The Class War, this is my favorite, the Class War have 526 votes, zero seats, and others have one seat with 156,855. So that's your seat breakdown of the UK. We have a map here of the UK. Look, Owen, with all the colours. This is a nice map.
I'm fairly good at English, right?
So this is the map of the UK election.
Yes, he's so amazing.
I think that's absolute genius.
It's okay.
Because
right, the last question.
Basically how it works is that all of England is all blue because it's Tory, right? And then all of Scotland is entirely yellow because it's SNP. And then you have a little kind of splotches of red in the middle.
That's what I've done.
So it looks like Maggie Simpson's head and her sucky item and her blue clothing.
We have 11 done. And I skipped like 2 already.
Wales have seemed to have the biggest Liberal Democrat following from what I can see.
These are the hardest questions in the world. Have you done Salient Byzantium yet?
Always just ages ago.
It's so hard.
No, it sounds great.
It is.
Oh, well, yeah, no, I guess it is. It's a complex poem. I like it very much. I'll recite it for you.
No, I don't give a shit.
Wait, someone asked my question.
What is a sage?
That's like a wise old guy who was in a position of sort of cultural influence in Byzantium, in the ancient city of the arts.
Can you give me an actual definition?
Well, no, I mean, there is, because sage means lots of different things, but in the context of this poem, that's what it is. It should be over here. Look, martyrs being burned alive in a fire. So the sages that he refers to are sages that are depicted in that particular artwork. Anyway. So, what else have we got here?
So we have this fascinating thing. It's called newspaper readership by political party. I am a huge fan of this graph. It is wonderful. These are all the British newspapers. These are the political parties. Daily Express, about 42% Tory. And we have about, I'd say, 18% UKIP, perhaps. Daily Mail, we have about 55% Tory and... I'd say 20% UKIP and about 10% Labour.
Oh, that selfie came out terrible.
The Mirror, it's half past. The Mirror, we have about, oh God, that's about 60% Labour. Tiny bit of UKIP, tiny bit of Tory.
Well, I don't really want to say that.
It's fine. Oh, Perspective Zoom. Click on Perspective Zoom. I want to see what Perspective Zoom looks like.
Yeah, we have to actually zoomed in. I get one with you and Shane, maybe.
All right. The Star is pretty big Labour, but following close behind with UKIP and then Tory. Then the Sun is big Conservative. You know, pretty reasonable Labour, pretty reasonable UKIP. The Telegraph, whoa, massive Tory following for the Telegraph. 60, 70%. And then we have a little bit of UKIP, bit of Labour, bit of Lib Dem. The Financial Times... we got Tories, and then close behind, I'd say in a joint second place, we have Lib Dem and Labour. The Guardian is about 60, 55, 60% Labour, fair bit of Green Party. The Independent, decent bit of Green Party, but the majority is Labour and quite a good bit of Lib Dem. And the Times, about 45% Tory, I'd say 20% Labour. Maybe 10, 15% Lib Dem and a bit of UKIP and the Greens. That is the breakdown of the newspapers by party. I'm sure you're all very fascinated by it. What the actual fuck?
Okay, cool.
What the hell is that?
You were smoking, your mom was smoking weed.
Okay, I literally just scrolling through my phone. I just find these random pictures. It must have taken it in my pocket. Because that's what my pocket looks like.
Yeah, it doesn't look very clean.
It is clean. It's just hey, fluff.
What is Pern in a Gyre and Sick with Desire? That's nice, right?
Figure out yourself.
No, please, Lindsay, just tell me.
What? Pern and a Gyre, sick with desire, fastened to a dying animal. I don't know. You can copy my answers if you want. You do realize that there's notes at the back of the book about every poem, yeah?
Yeah, that's hard about
them. I know, they're good.
Explain the phrase Pern and a Gyre, sick with desire.
Well, I'll tell you now. Although I don't think we did that question, but I'll tell you.
This is so hard. What form does the speaker wish his soul to take in Sanda 4?
Oh, he wants his soul to take a small golden bird, like the ones that the old goldsmiths would have created. Once out of nature, I shall never take but such a form as Gracian goldsmiths make of hammered gold and gold enamel. What is it? What's the word? Enameling. To keep a drowsy emperor awake. Or set upon a golden bough to sing to lords and ladies of Byzantium of what is past or passing or to come. I love that poem. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's terrific.
I like Wildfire and Cools and the Lake Isle of Innisfree. They're simple. They're nice. They're pleasant.
That one is way better. I mean, Politics is probably my favorite, but that one is really good.
It's powerful. It's terrible.
I'm trying to find my notes on sailing to Byzantium. Should be here somewhere. Aggression. Goodness. Oh, very beginning of the year. We did this at the very beginning of the year. So, election. More election stuff. So basically, we haven't even said yet. So basically, the main headline is that the Conservatives have broken all of the expectations and have gotten a majority, which is an absolute clusterfuck for anyone who loves peace, equality, and happiness.
That's World War Four.
Among the things the Conservative Party are planning to implement is the expansion of the Trident nuclear missiles program.
What does the golden bird symbolize?
The badger cull. It symbolizes the cultural integrity of the place. I don't know. Don't copy me. I'm not smart. Well, I am, but I've forgotten.
No, I'm a lot smarter than you. You're really good at English. I'll give you that.
Okay, here we go. Yates, it's in Byzantine art. Now an old man. images. He addressed the Byzantine sages. He asked these figures to come back to him through time and teach him the perfection of Byzantium. He wants to be absorbed into the eternity of art. In a reincarnated existence, he would wish for an eternal form which would ensure him freedom from change and decay. He wants to become a golden bird like those which adorned the emperor's palace of Byzantium. Imagine, immune to the destruction of time, now immortal, eternal, ageless, antithesis of the dying animal.
Body. Wait, what was that word?
He wants to, like, transcend human form.
No, it was, like, immortality, and they were really good. These urinals are mystery.
These are mine. Immortality and ageless antithesis of the dying animal. I don't know.
Those are nice.
You can't write this shit down, because he's going to know you copied it, because you don't write that way.
I do.
This is how I write.
I got the highest in English in my last
I don't care if I'm saying that sound. That doesn't sound like you're kind of writing. Just in terms of the phrasing of it.
I have more to do. References.
Write a paragraph of the conflict in the last stanza between the speaker's desire for the group of Macrocycle.
I'm way behind on stuff.
Holy shit. These are such bad questions. Who the fuck writes this shit?
Yeah, they're fucking terrible questions.
Why won't you take a proper photo with me?
What's your definition of a proper photo?
One that you actually look like you want to be in the photo. Look at, what's this? You've got crazy eyes.
Yeah, because I didn't know what else to do in a photo. I'm not allowed to gurn in photos.
You look at the screen.
Fine, take another one and tell me how to do it. You don't have a camera button. I've got a camera button.
I have a fucking good camera.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel? I'm going to take one of you on Snapchat.
No.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? I don't want you to do that. That's bullying. I'm not going to let you.
David, cover your hands. It'd be funny that way. There. Is that okay? Can I use that one?
No, I don't like that one.
Can I take another one? There.
No, that's worse. That's worse. Looks like I'm wiping my nose. Anyway, back to the elections.
Okay.
Among the things that the Conservative Party wants is the inhumane badger cull, the Trident nuclear missiles program. They want to re-establish fox hunting as sport. What else do they want to do? Well, they want to, you know, do the usual, cut taxes, cut social welfare, kick the old and the poor out of their homes. Really nice guys they are. I'll tell you something. I was so happy. I thought, UKIP have failed. What a dream come true.
Shut up for a second.
But honestly, if UKIP had gotten more votes, it would have been a good thing. I will explain to you why. If UKIP had gotten more votes, it would have split the right-wing vote. The right-wing vote would have been split between UKIP and the Tories, just like the left-wing vote in Scotland has been split between Labour and SNP. Although, really, it's all just gone to SNP. But anyway, that's fine. But not really. I'll explain why. If everyone in England had voted for UKIP, okay, not everyone, if half the people, if 50% of the people who were going to vote for Tory voted UKIP in England, and in Scotland, if everyone who was going to vote SNP voted Labour, even though SNP are better than Labour, but they are still a Scottish-only party, or if Labour shut down in Scotland, merged with the SNP or something like that, they bought the SNP, then we would now have a Tory/SNP government, or a Labour-SNP government, and we would now be happy and have a nice country. Whereas, because no one voted for UKIP like they were supposed to, they all voted for Tory instead, meaning the Tories got a majority, whereas Labour could not possibly get a majority because their vote was split with the SNP in Scotland, partially also with the Greens, meaning that Conservative got a huge majority. At least 2010, 2015, the Lib Dems were there to sort of dilute some of the Conservatives' more far-right policies. The Conservatives now are out there by themselves, and frankly, they're not that much better than the UKIP. So we are all officially fucked. Shocker number one, the leader of the Labour Party in Scotland has lost his seat to a young woman of the SNP who has only been a member of the SNP for less than a year. That is shocker number one. Shocker number two is that the Liberal Democrats went down in their popularity by a shocking 15.1%, deservedly, mind you, but still, wow, crazy. In other news, what was the other shocker? I had another shocker I was going to dump. Shocker dump? I've lost my shocker dump.
I have no clue what it was going to be. Well, anyway. So the UKIP had one seat when we last counted, with 353,000 votes or something. But now they are going to get a second seat because Nigel Farage will win his seat in East something or other. However, that seat is being contested very strongly by the very intelligent comedian Al Murray, who I would very much hope will beat Nigel Farage. Unfortunately, not going to happen probably, but you know what? I'm holding out hope for him. Is that the Channel Islands? Oh, it is. Those damn Channel Islands.
Hey.
Yeah. Are you excited about the election results? The Conservatives, like, did real well, so now we're going to get, like, a new nuclear program and all the foxes are going to be killed and stuff.
What? That's right, I know.
297 seats the Conservatives have got, and Labour got 219. And this is what Britain looks like today.
Did you make that?
What?
Did you make that?
No. J.K. Rowling tweeted that. Smart lady.
At least where I'm going, they voted for the Labour.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Where is that? There?
It's red. The red part there.
All right.
Peninsula.
Lovely.
Carmarthen.
Excellent.
Really nice people.
I'm sure they are if they voted for Labour. But there's some weird, like, Lib Dem action down here, which is nowhere else in the map. It's a nice map, but
what's yellow?
Yellow. Well, this yellow is Scottish National Party, who just completely destroyed Scotland. And then this yellow, which is kind of orange. Yeah, that's the Liberal Democrats. Oh wait, but that must be Plaid Cymru, because the Scottish National Party don't exist in Wales.
Is that the Welsh?
Yeah, they're like the Welsh version of the SNP. I would assume that they. That's where are they? They're green. So, where's the darker shade of green? These colors are too similar. Let's see, where's that darker shade of green on the map? Or this is a different map, actually. You have to look at the other map. This map.
And I have the results for the yes no thing on the.
That's May 22nd. These areas of Wales haven't declared yet at the time of this map being published. So I think that one I just saw there was a prediction, but. Yeah, that's Plaid Cymru there, I'm assuming. That's Wales. Plaid Cymru, that's how I say it. We welcome now to our election special. Oh, by the way, Benjamin, we're recording a podcast. Should have told you that. We're doing our election special. Michael, our senior analyst, tell us, Michael, all about the results. Tell us about Northern Ireland.
David Cameron's son.
That's Northern Ireland right there.
Sinn Féin got very few votes. But what am I supposed to say?
You're supposed to analyze the map and tell us about it.
Alright, well.
Try and distinguish the colours.
Belfast is in a shade of light green.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. That could be the Unionists.
Green Party? No, all Unionists are always red.
I legitimately do not know. Yeah, the Unionists are
red. Reds are like Derry.
No, I'm guessing the red is. I'm guessing the red is Unionist, and the dark green is Sinn Féin.
Sorry.
Wait, what's the light green?
I don't know. Is it the same?
I mean, I have a map. I have a list here. I have a list here of all the parties, right? Including our favorite one, which is the Monster Raving Loony Party. And the cannabis is safer than alcohol.
Well, that's a good point, if you ask me.
Raving Loony Party, our cool guy.
How many votes did they get? 8?
They got, the Monster Raving Loony Party got 3,528 votes.
It's so amazing that they just got elected.
He got Yorkshire first. Imagine if the Monster Raving Loony Party got a Prime Minister and he was just a guy in a costume. I'm the Prime Minister!
I kind of love Lobster.
Yeah, the problem is that the Queen has to appoint the Prime Minister, so she wouldn't do that.
Yeah. She'd have to.
Like in Britain, there's a system, the Prime Minister has to be approved by the Queen and her advisory committee. So if a lobster was elected Prime Minister, like in the US, you could technically have a lobster as president, so long as he had the backing of the Republican Party and the Koch brothers. But in Britain, the Queen has to approve before it can be put into law, which means that she'd be like.
She kind of has to.
I mean, she does nothing, but her advisory committee are like, no, you can't. That's not going to happen.
Oh, Wow.
And then she'll just put Cameron back. But I love that class war did really, really badly. The funniest part is British Nationalist Party, right? They're at the very bottom. This is the list of parties.
Oh.
And they are at the very bottom. They were really big in the 90s. Like, they were like the they were the equivalent of UKIP. They were the really far-right, mean party. But they've got way down now. But class war...
Look at others.
UKIP did pretty poorly. Like, really poorly.
Yeah, they did. They have one seat. They did not do well. They were expected to...
Really
about a year ago, people expected them to, like, get the third highest votes.
Yeah,
they got the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 highest votes in the UK.
Yeah.
One seat so far.
Didn't Sinn Féin get more than them?
Oh, yes, they did. Which is insane, because UKIP exists in England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. Sinn Féin only exists in Northern Ireland, yet they got 176,000 votes. UKIP got 300,000, but difference in seats. More seats in Sinn Féin's constituency. UKIP were expected to get a second seat from Farage, but he's being contested by Al Murray, pub landlord, so...
Yeah.
I really hope he gets
it. Oh, we're recording.
He's a smart guy.
What happened to Labour?
Labour didn't flounder, but like it was Scotland was the problem. The SNP did unbelievably well. Like it's never been seen before that a party could go from they had like four seats in 2010 to having they have all but four seats in Scotland, and the other four went to the Liberal Democrats, I'm pretty sure. Like, it's ridiculous. And the leader of Labour in Scotland lost his seat to a SNP candidate who has only been a member of the party for a year and is, like, 20 years old. And the leader of Labour in Scotland, who's, like, a veteran politician, he's in his 50s, he's been there for years, and he's gone.
Well, there you go.
So that was crazy. And this is who David Cameron wants to murder now. He's going to kill the badgers and the foxes because he hates all fun and beautiful
things. It's
so
cute.
And Owen says, good, I hate those badgers.
Yeah, fuck the fucking badgers.
You have a hard heart, my friend. Well, these badgers and these foxes are absolutely adorable, and I love them so much.
Yes.
This is the best thing I saw. This is what Britain looks like today.
Sorry.
You've seen it like 59.
I've seen it once.
The Maggie Simpson thing, you've seen it.
What's the yellow? It's not an attack.
Yellow is Scottish National Party. Who just like...
Are they nationalists?
They're like, Scotland should be independent. Down with the Queen. Down with the UK. They're great.
No, they just had a referendum and
then... This is what happened. They lost the referendum. And then like 6 months later, they do that in the election. They completely destroy Scotland. So like, people really change their minds. People in England couldn't vote for Scottish National Party.
The Scottish referendum
was just Scottish people. But like, so basically everyone in Scotland changed their mind in a matter of 6 months. It's like...
They're like, oh shit.
Well, it happens. But like, it's in such a short space of time. It's just, I mean, literally, that's Scotland. And then down in the middle here, you have one Labour seat there and one Lib Dem there. That's it.
Why would people vote Conservatives again?
Why?
Yeah.
Because the Conservatives want to lower taxes for the rich.
Yeah.
The Conservatives apparently have a stable economic policy, which it's debatable, but there's no reason why Labour couldn't easily grab onto that and move forward with it. No reason for that. And I mean, I don't know. People basically blame Labour for starting the Iraq War still, which... Although that's not... No, they don't. Because people who are against the Iraq War are not voting for the Conservatives. They are voting for the Green Party. So that is actually not... That is just my issue. I don't really know.
Yeah.
This was the... Yeah, I was... Oh, but basically, the TV news coverage is the greatest thing. Things I love in life. 24-hour news channels.
Oh.
Elections.
Oh.
And behind the scenes on 24-hour news channels.
Oh.
So we had this thing last night where... So Sky News have their 24-hour election coverage. So I was like, this is amazing. At exactly not... Exactly 10 p.m.
God.
We have this giant Big Ben image going TikTok. They go, it's almost 10 o'clock. It's almost 10 o'clock. And then it goes... And they go. And then all these things will be screwed. Oh, it was so exciting. I got so excited about it.
You got spit on my screen.
But... Meanwhile,
I love the way like UKIP is there,
yes,
and they only got like two seats or one seat or whatever.
They'll get two.
And Sinn Féin aren't even on the list, and they got more
because they're like a exactly because SNP shouldn't technically be on there either.
Yeah.
Sinn Féin aren't. Yeah. But what was I saying? But the thing is, Sinn Féin abstained, so they're irrelevant. Whereas SNP actually have a role in the government. But an SNP wouldn't have been there if they got like one vote. They wouldn't have been on that chart. But what was I going to say? Yeah, it's okay. The
So Sky Arts did a thing. So Sky Arts won, which is a pretty cool channel. What they did last night is they did a behind the scenes on Sky News election coverage. So for the entire night of election coverage, Sky Arts had like cameras in the control room of Sky News showing the director and showing all the backstage
stuff.
That's
so cool.
And it was the coolest thing I've ever seen. Like, I wanted to stay up all night watching. I watched it for like an hour in the evening and an hour in the morning. But it was like a real life episode of the newsroom. It was so cool. They were all going back and forth. They were like, oh, the results are in. And like running around the newsroom and the guy commentating it. Best thing I've ever seen. I really want to go back and watch it on recording, but I don't have a recording of it. So.
Yeah, that's cool.
Another political thing else here.
It just tells you how much Sky Arts were looking for viewers.
Yeah, I mean, I watch Sky Arts sometimes. They were probably the show.
They have like Jimi Hendrix documentaries and stuff.
Sky Arts 2 is better. They have music. Sky Arts 1.
Yeah, that's
amazing. There's this sort of new campaign launched yesterday for the no vote for gay marriage called Stand Up
For
Marriage.
Oh, yeah, what the hell?
Their website, oh. That is just great. Really intelligent observations on the negative aspects of same-sex marriage right there. Really well-made website.
And apparently the leader of this said the reason why barely anybody turned up...
Three people. Two of which were obliged to be there by law.
Right, was because people are afraid...
There's discrimination against homophobes in society.
He said people who don't want gay marriage are being discriminated against.
People who are discriminating are being discriminated against.
Oh, if you think that people who are against marriage equality are being discriminated against in society,
you are a fucking moron.
And you should not be allowed to express your views in the media. That is a fact.
Well, there you go.
You have no value as a human being or as a politician. This website is like a parody of a Stand Up For Marriage website. I mean, they put their fucking logo up there. One page that is still up. It's called Consequences. The entire thing is written in lowercase, in Comic Sans. There's barely any punctuation. A list of consequences, half of which are libelous. Things like, gay marriage will make abortions more of a possibility. Things like... things like marriage equality will make the, what was the other one? There's something about the family. It said if gay marriage is legalized, the grandparents will no longer have a legal aspect in a child's life. The grandparents still don't have, the grandparents have no legal relation to a child. Grandparents have no obligation to be able to see their grandchildren or anything. That's not a real law. They're making up laws.
But it's a separate issue as well. I mean, that's parenting. We're talking about marriage.
Yeah, exactly. That's part of the Children and Family Bill, which is coming next year, which is about surrogacy, adoption, grandparental rights, all things which are slightly more debatable than gay marriage, which is... Should team up the gay rights people, or the anti-gay people, and the cannabis is safer than alcohol party. Some big, just crazy political...
Put them in a room with a poem.
Yeah. Just have some crazy...
Are you for or against cannabis?
And then aborted food.
Cannabis is not safe.
No, I mean, I'm against cannabis. I think it is probably safer than alcohol, but I'm against alcohol too, so... I'm against all mind-altering substances, but frankly, cannabis is no worse than the rest, so... Like, people who support cannabis mean well, but they're kind of stupid at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm not really for it. I mean,
I could see why people would be...
Like, if there was a referendum next year on cannabis, I would vote no, but, like... I wouldn't campaign.
I would say a lot of people would get no.
I'd vote no, but I'd be quiet about it.
I'm really against cannabis, so I would never smoke it. But if there was an election and the government could tax it, I'd vote yes.
Yeah, I guess. No, it'd be good if they could tax it. It's still gonna kill people based on smoking.
It's there anyway. You're putting a lot of
All it is introducing more people to lung cancer than would already be.
It's also
getting
introducing
it
more people to the black
market. That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't really even know what
anything. All right, that's all we have time for on our election special. These results, as we have said at the start, are out of date, so do not use us as your only news source. We'll be back with more pod for your buck.
Therefore, stopping most people from voting.
And basically, Britain is fucked, so goodbye.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody walks through the world. It's my own.
To do.